Have you ever thought about what happens to the inside of an airliner after 10 or 15 years of daily service? Not the seats, not the overhead bins. I'm talking about the galleys, the workstations where flight attendants prep hundreds of meals and beverages every single day, flight after flight, year after year. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's the story. Bucher Leichtbau, a Swiss company that specializes in aircraft interior components, just finished a large-scale refurbishment of the galley units across Lufthansa's Airbus A320 family fleet. And when I say large-scale, I mean this covered the entire narrow-body fleet, the A319, the A320, and the A321 variants that Lufthansa operates across Europe and beyond. Now, if you're a general aviation pilot listening to this, you might be thinking, okay, Tower, what do airline galleys have to do with me? Fair question. But stick with me, because there's actually a lot here that connects to how the industry thinks about maintenance, weight, and the economics of keeping airplanes flying. Let's start with what Bucher actually did. A galley refurbishment at this scale isn't just cosmetic. It's not slapping a fresh coat of paint on some aluminum panels. These are complex, integrated units. They house ovens, coffee makers, refrigeration systems, water supply connections, waste containers, and storage compartments all packed into a space roughly the size of a closet. Every component has to meet strict certification standards for fire resistance, structural integrity, and crashworthiness. And after years of turbulence, thermal cycling, constant use, and the occasional coffee spill at flight level 350, these units wear out. The refurbishment process involves stripping each galley down, inspecting the structural framework, replacing worn or damaged components, updating systems where needed, and reassembling everything to current certification standards. In many cases, the refurbished units incorporate newer materials that are lighter and more durable than what was originally installed. And that matters because in commercial aviation, every kilogram you save translates directly to fuel savings over thousands of flights. Here's what you need to know about why airlines choose refurbishment over replacement. A brand new galley unit for a narrow-body airliner can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Multiply that across an entire fleet, and you're looking at an enormous capital expenditure. Refurbishment typically comes in at a fraction of that cost while extending the service life of the unit by years. For an airline like Lufthansa, which operates one of the largest A320 family fleets in the world, the math is compelling. And this is where it connects to a broader trend in aviation that does affect all of us. The industry is increasingly focused on sustainability and extending the useful life of aircraft and their components. You see this at the general aviation level too. How many of us are flying airframes that are 40, 50, even 60 years old? The philosophy is the same. If the structure is sound and the systems can be brought up to current standards, there's no reason to scrap a perfectly good airplane, or in this case, a perfectly good galley frame. Bucher Leichtbau has been in this business for decades. They're based in Switzerland, and they've built a reputation as one of the premier suppliers of galley and cabin interior systems for commercial aircraft worldwide. They supply not just Lufthansa, but airlines and airframe manufacturers globally. The fact that Lufthansa trusted them with a fleet-wide program tells you something about the quality of the work. Now, there's another angle here that's worth talking about. The Airbus A320 family is the backbone of short and medium-haul aviation in Europe, and increasingly around the world, there are thousands of these aircraft in service. The oldest A320s have been flying since the late 1980s. That's nearly four decades. And as these fleets age, the interior refurbishment market is becoming a significant segment of the aviation maintenance industry. This creates opportunities and it creates challenges. On the opportunity side, companies like Bucher are growing their refurbishment divisions because demand is only going up. Airlines are keeping their narrow-body fleets longer, partly because new aircraft deliveries from both Airbus and Boeing have been delayed and constrained. If you can't get a new airplane on time, you maintain the one you have, and passengers expect a certain standard of cabin quality regardless of the age of the airframe. On the challenge side, refurbishment work requires skilled technicians who understand both the structural and systems aspects of these installations. It's specialized work. You can't just pull someone off the line and have them rebuild a galley unit that has to meet aviation certification requirements. The workforce pipeline for this kind of work is something the industry is watching closely, much like the pilot shortage conversation we've been having for years. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here. What looks like a simple maintenance contract is actually a window into how major airlines are managing fleet economics in a constrained supply environment. Lufthansa made a strategic decision that refurbishing existing galley infrastructure was smarter than ordering new. That decision ripples through the supply chain, affects maintenance planning, and influences how the airline allocates capital across its operation. For those of us in general aviation, there's a parallel worth noting. Every time you decide to overhaul an engine instead of buying a factory new replacement, every time you refurbish an instrument panel instead of gutting and replacing it, you're making the same calculation Lufthansa just made. What's the most efficient way to keep this airplane safe, functional, and flying? Sometimes the answer is new. Often the answer is a thoughtful refurbishment that respects the original engineering while bringing things up to current standards. One more thought on this. The A320 family is going to be with us for a long time. Airbus is still delivering the A320neo variants, and the older CEO models will continue flying for years to come. Programs like this Boucher refurbishment ensure that the passenger experience on a 15-year-old airframe can match or come close to what you'd find on a brand new delivery. That's good for airlines, good for passengers, and frankly, good for the industry's reputation. This one came from AeroTime, and you can find the full details at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Thanks for tuning into ATIS. Fly safe out there.